It is business as usual for SEPTA and its thousands of union workers as contract negotiations continue after agreeing to postpone a strike at the end of last week. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
Members of Transportation Workers Union Local 234 are working without a contract Monday as negotiations with SEPTA continue. The 5,000-person union represents many of SEPTA's bus, subway, and trolley operators. Leaders say they want safer working conditions and more pay. But it comes at a time when SEPTA is facing a multi-million-dollar fiscal crisis that officials say limit their ability to negotiate. A strike would effectively shut down inner-city transportation, halting city bus and trolley operations, as well as the Market Frankfurt line and the Broad Street line. Regional rail and most suburban services would not be impacted by a strike. However, a separate union representing suburban bus operators voted to authorize a similar strike Friday as their contract is set to expire. The School District of Philadelphia announced last week that it would not mark impacted students late to class because of a strike, as roughly 55,000 students rely on the transportation service to get to class every day. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
SEPTA and these union workers are scheduled to continue talks today. Health providers and legal experts are thinking about what abortion and reproductive health care might look like under President-elect Donald Trump's second term in office. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports Pennsylvania providers are looking back at his actions during his first term to get an idea of what's possible in the next 4 years.
One of those actions that the Trump administration could take is to reinstate its 2019 gag rule for federal funding that supports clinics around the country that offer low-cost contraception, STD testing, and other services. The gag rule prohibited participating clinics and organizations from counseling on or making referrals for abortion. Several states and Planned Parenthood clinics withdrew from the program and took funding cuts. OBGYN Sarah Horvath of Penn State Health says this could again reduce care in local communities.
We're seeing these safety net clinics close. We're seeing wait times increase, access decrease, and inequities really deepen in who can and cannot access the preventative health care that they need.
Trump has not shared any plans for the future of this funding. He has stated that decisions around abortion should be left to individual states. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
In sports, the Eagles got their giddy-up going against the Cowboys, beating them 34-6 on Sunday. The 76ers mustered up a win against the Hornets 107-105 in overtime. The Flyers are hosting the Sharks this evening. And the Philly forecast goes like this. Mostly cloudy this morning. We're at 61 degrees. We'll have a breezy day. Winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour as we get up to 69 degrees. And the sunshine arrives for the afternoon hours. Clear tonight and chilly down to 47.